from here, you know, we've got some best practices and some guidance for the community, right? I mean, I think there's a lot to be gleaned from reports like this and from our reports in particular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, CrowdStrike believes firmly in the development of holistic endpoint defense strategies, right? We encourage our customers and our prospects, our partners, to share a strategy of developing prevention methodologies, right? Defense-based prevention methodologies with next-generation antivirus, equipping with, you know, modern technologies such as machine learning and artificial intelligence. Visibility is also key, right? You can't defend what you can't see. So endpoint detection and response is an essential piece to the defense strategy. Managed hunting, we've talked about, you know, it's no secret, JJ, there's a shortage of human capital resources. You know, there's thousands and thousands of open positions in security today. So it's always a good idea to leverage additional teams of highly trained hunters that can watch your organization's back. And then part and parcel with the data that comes out of this report is we place a very high premium on intelligence. It's kind of the bedrock of our organization. We believe firmly that malware and attacks are part of the problem, but we believe firmly that knowing your adversary is just as important, if not more important, right? You can know your internal landscape, you can identify with the environment in front of you, but if you don't know your enemies, if you don't know what their intentions are, if you don't know how they operate, you're really fighting the battle with one arm tied behind your back. And at CrowdStrike, we've got the luxury of powering all these capabilities through a platform and leveraging the infrastructure of the cloud. The final thing that I would just say is, you know, it's really no longer a matter of if, but when. You know, the organizations that we are protecting in my specific domain, the public sector, it's not a matter of if, but when you're going to get breached or when you're going to have incidents. So it's essential to have professional services in place, right? Like having an IR retainer so that, you know, when a crisis occurs, organizations can act quickly. They can mobilize a team and deploy resources on site to start getting themselves into a better position. And one of the things that we like to encourage and advise our customers about is to implement what we refer to as the 1-10-60 strategy, right? And effectively, this is, you know, you need to be able to detect an intrusion in 60 seconds or less. You need to be able to perform a full investigation within 10 minutes. And within an hour, you need to be able to fully remediate the intrusion and kick the bad guys out of your environment. You know, we need to raise our standards.
So
right?
how are companies able to do that? They have business to do and other expertise. So are they expected to have staff on hand that can do that?
Well, I think it's a mix, right? I mean, there's certainly going to be some government employees and contractors that are charged with defending the enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really not practical in our estimation to think that you can fight the battle alone. And so you need organizations like CrowdStrike, and
yeah,
this is where industry comes in, mm-hmm, to help you gain some leverage back on the chessboard.
Okay. North Korea is number two on your list, breakout time when it comes to the speed of adversaries, 2 hours, 20 minutes, even though it's more than an hour and a good chunk behind the Russians. It's a couple hours ahead of the Chinese. And North Korea, with a population of 25 million, one of the poorest countries on earth, and China with 1.3 or 4 billion people, one of the richest. Why is there such a disparity there?
Why is there such a disparity between the breakout time,
right,
for North Korea and for China?
Right.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it just goes into, you know, what they're motivated by, right? I mean, we've seen that North Korea is using cyber to fund, you know, war fighting operations, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it all goes back to, again, knowing your adversary, you know, knowing what they're after, knowing what they're looking for. There may appear to be a great disparity in the breakout time. You know, statistics do bear that out. But in all reality, that's still blazing fast speed, JJ, for both of these organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's not a tremendous delta there.
James Yeager is Vice President of Public Sector and Healthcare at CrowdStrike. JJ Green, WTOP News.